That's what I was thinking at the time, and it took 5 minutes to write. It's just crazy that it takes something like that, as I said, to for a song to be written.
And it takes a song like that to be written that makes you look at the present. Yeah. It opens the door for tomorrow, right?
Correct, yeah.
So here you are.
Exactly.
Love it.
Can I ask you a beauty question?
Really? You want to ask me
because
a beauty
I was
question?
Watching you online and you were giving like your must-have items that you always have. And it was all like beauty product for men. And we always talk about what's good for girls to use, but you never really hear like what's your go-to for guys. So what's your like go-to products to look that good?
Because you look smashing.
You look great.
I don't know. There's a couple of crow's feet going on here and a bit of makeup this morning.
The reason why you look great is because you notice things like this.
Yeah.
Look at me. When I leave the house, I come into work every day. Daniel looks at me and says, "Don't you have a mirror at home?"
No, I do not say that. I do.
So, what's your favorite, your number one thing you go to?
Ice water in the morning is a big one.
Okay, ice water
drink
in the morning.
Drink it or smash your face into it?
Smash your face into it, yeah. face wash, obviously. A serum, or sun cream. SPF is a big one.
Oh, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I'm only new to that, actually. Because I got like one of those scans where they show you the damage.
The precancerous stuff, yeah.
Oh, that's scary. So I got sun cream, serum, moisturizer. That's it.
What about hair stuff? Do you have a certain hair product? Because it's perfect.
I suppose for years and years, I've just blow dried my hair into this position. It just kind of goes.
You trained your hair.
If you were to do like one of those Instagram things and just put all the pictures of me in this room over the years in this seat, it would pretty much change color once. But it was pretty much like this for the last 10 years.
We call it consistency.
Yes.
That's all good.
That's
now,
it.
What about where it is now and where it's going? Like peptides?
Oh, no.
No peptides?
Facials?
Yeah.
I do facials,
Okay.
That's there important. Goes.
Yeah, do a facial, but no peptides. No, not yet. Not yet.
No, get into them.
No.
Oh, yeah. It's NAD plus. You got to get into these things.
No.
Oh, no. We're going to shoot you up like a...
Headphones.
You don't even need headphones. I was reading on my notes here, your North America tour hit spring... 2027.
Yes.
Oh, next year. Oh, thank God we've got a year. So we're talking about a 26-date arena run, including United Center Chicago, Barclays Center here in Brooklyn, the Garden, the TD Garden, in Boston. But also, you're doing stadium dates with our friend Thomas Rhett.
Yes. Hey, I can't wait for it. And this July, we're doing two shows. We're doing, I want to pronounce this right, Geodis Park. And it's like the soccer stadium in Nashville.
Right. In Hershey.
And Hershey, Pennsylvania, which I played in 2013. Smells like chocolate down there.
It does.
It does.
Yeah. It does.
It reeks of chocolate.
Yeah, it reeks. But we're doing a co-headline, two shows, two weekends in Nashville and Pennsylvania in July. July 9th and 18th, I believe, or something like that, which is very good. Like, I've known Thomas for years. And
well, how did you meet Thomas? How did you guys get connected?
His manager, Virginia, is married to my longtime friend and producer, collaborator, Julian Bonetta. And I just known Thomas through that relationship forever.
The best guy ever, right?
He's the best.
If T-Rat was here right now, I would say the same about you. You're just... You've always been our favorite.
Oh, that's right.
Not that we're comparing you to anyone else in particular.
I'm just picking a favorite out of the sky.
Right.
out of everyone on earth, you're our favorite. But, you know, your music and T-Rex music, is there a similarity? Is there a commonality there?
Yeah, there is. There's a crossover there. I think it's because of, like, my love for country music. I think with, like, our traditional Irish music and country music, there's definitely, like, some sort of blend there. And I think what naturally comes to me is kind of that country 70s... The 70s, like, American rock and roll stuff that I grew up on is kind of, like, with the Eagles and things like that, definitely bleeds into the country world.
That's so crazy to me. You're 30, what?
Three.
And you know what? The Eagles is what I grew up with. Mm.
That's what I grew up
with. I'm like, who do you know about the Eagles?
Yeah, there's nothing worse, by the way, when someone goes, how would you know that? You weren't even born.
Right? You wear a t-shirt and you name five songs?
Yeah.
So annoying.
Because I listened to them when I grew up.
Exactly. Okay, so we have some big fans of yours here in the room.
Yes.
And it's
you're there.
You thought he was looking at the phone lines.
Hey, here I was looking for a screen somewhere.
Deanna has been a huge fan of yours. From way back when.
Hi.
And then you'll meet Abigail in a second. Deanna, this is Niall Horan.
I know. I was at that show in Hershey, by the way, in 2013.
Were you?
I was there, yeah.
It was very hot.
It was so hot.
Which really pronounced the smell of chocolate.
Yeah.
it's the smell of melting chocolate.
Yes.
So you have. We told Deanna one question only, no follow-up allowed.
Okay. Go. Dream guest at your dinner party.
Dream guest at a dinner party.
Yeah. Wow.
How many? She wants a list of 100.
Let's do 4. Is that too many?
4, wow. Including me or...
No, you
your
plus
own
4.
Dream guest?
Okay. 4, wow.
So it's a table of 5.
Yes.
That's a good question. Holy moly. Barack and Michelle Obama.
Okay.
I like that.
There's
cool.
2.
That would be... Fun. She's very fun. He's good for a story. I can imagine, like, that would be fun.
Okay.
Who else?
You have 2 more.
I got 2 more. Need someone funny. Who do we have? Are you waiting for me to say your name?
No.
There was a hopeful look. It looked hopeful.
I don't find me funny.
He's a terrible guest.
Who else
would I have? I'm the best guest ever.
Well, I'd bring Lewis Capaldi, but he'd probably already be there.
So we
adore him.
Yeah, I've watched a couple of interviews that he's done in here.
Let's add him to the table.
We'll add him. So this is what a table. The then Obamas you got one and Capaldi.
You have to have one dud, one like boring person.
Oh.
Maybe that one could be Elvis.
Yeah. Oh, shut up.
Elvis.
F you, I'm not boring. Get out of here. I'm far from boring.
God, I don't
you
know.
You got one more. Maybe someone from history. Maybe someone who's dead.
Like yeah, make it weird.
Queen Elizabeth.
We go Sinatra.
Oh, yeah.
That's good. That's good.
Diana, is that a good
table.
Question?
Yeah, that was great.
A good answer?
Thank you.
All right, now.
That took me a while, sorry.
Now, Abigail is a huge fan, and she's trembling.
No, I took my beta blocker. I'm good.
Okay.
I love you, Abby.
Abigail is who insisted we play.
I'm telling you, this place has gone to the dogs.
Abigail insisted on a little more time.
That you did play that.
That was me. Yes, I love it.
Oh, thank you
I
so much.
I love the new album.
You have one question for Niall.
Okay, my question is, if you had to choose one song from your discography to represent you as a songwriter, which one would you choose and why?
Ooh, that's way too deep.
Song.
Don't you have something about like guests at a party?
Sorry, I don't have anything fun. I'm
see
scared.
You for it. That's how you do it.
Okay. Niall, in the world of songwriting.
I would say This Town. There's I think obviously it's the first one, so it's obviously the most natural place for me to go is that kind of finger-picked folky thing. And I would say a lot of those types, like Flicker. Flicker from my first album, This Town, and there's one on the new album called Better Man. And I think they're probably the... You said one, but I've given
no,
you three.
No, it's okay.
But that style of song is probably where I would
why?
Head. I don't know. I think it's because it's the most natural. Like, the first thing I do when I pick up a guitar is I play something like that. And I think it's based on kind of like what I grew up on. Like, when I was growing up, I remember hearing Damien Rice for the first time and playing. Like, and then when I started playing the guitar, I would just try and emulate that. And so now, years later, when I pick up, I just play those kind of finger-picked, folky, country kind of guitar rhythms. And I think years of listening to that kind of singer-songwriter stuff, it kind of comes the most naturally to me.
There
you
go.
You got 3.
Thank you.
There you go.
Wow.
Thank you.
There you go. Great job. One more minute. I got to kick you out of here. I got stuff to do.
Wow.
It's a riot in here.
But like a rapid fire thing. Okay. Question. What do you have?
Okay. You wrote Dinner Party with your girlfriend and mine. Did she get a preview of the songs and did she like them?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, she, I write a lot of songs. So there's a lot of kind of like silences sometimes. she's very good at like, I prefer the one you wrote last week. You know that one with the, you know, she gave me that. I think it's more interesting for her to hear how a song starts and like where it ends up. And then there's been some tears, good tears.
Happy tears.
Happy
okay,
tears,
good.
Not bad tears. I hope not. Anyway, maybe she's not telling me. yeah, and she's honest with it, but not like, she just knows that that's what I do. And I just write what I'm thinking, so she's okay with it.
So when you get in a fight, you write your little songs, keep them to yourself.
Yeah, exactly. You just send them to her 6 months later.
Right. Daniel,
thought about that night.
Daniel, go.
I want to talk World Cup for 1 second. I know Ireland's not in it, but Scotland is, and my favorite player, John McGinn, is in. I'm a Villa fan, so John McGinn's my favorite. Yeah.
Congratulations on your big win recently.
Thank you. And so you know that the theme song, right, for Scotland is, we may not win, but we got John McGinn.
I mean, everyone loves John McGinn. He's a legend.
So are you excited even though Ireland's not in it?
Yeah, I'm gutted because we were in it for a long time and then we lost in the last couple of minutes of a qualifying match, which is very sad. And like the Irish and the Scottish, we go to things in numbers Even if there's no tickets for us, we will. We usually go. So don't be shocked if you still see loads of Irish just walking around New York.
Sounds like a threat. It's fine. We'll be there.
But yeah, no, I love the Scottish team. They've got some great players, and I think they might do better than people think. I mean, there's so many good teams in it now. It's actually hard to even put your finger on. I mean, we watch the Premier League all the time, so watching some of the English lads, but I don't really want the English to win it because I live in London and I have to listen to them forever.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
The last one in 1966, yeah. And they're still talking about it now. So if they could just get very far in the tournament, that'd be good.
Do you have a Premier League team, though, that you will root for if you do root for one?
Well, I had a knee operation 10 or 11 years ago and I did my rehab at Chelsea, so at Chelsea's training centre, which is pretty cool. So Chelsea or Brentford is a team that I go to quite a bit, so but I am just excited. I love the World Cup. It's a shame that it's every 4 years, but it's just so exciting. Like I've seen there's a bit of scandal with ticket prices and stuff like that.
Have you seen what you're charging for your show? Hello.
No. I tell you what, it's nowhere near that. That's a fact. I think it's just going to be a great World Cup, and there's so many good teams. It's going to be great.
Niall, thank you for coming in today.
Good to see you. I'll see you in 3 years.
You'll see me in 3 years. You owe us a trip to Spain.
Spain game.
We'll do that next time.
Okay.
Also, on the list of things to do, I want to be invited to a dinner party.
Yep.
I want to drive the cart while you play golf one day.
Okay.
It's all about me, really.
You just want to go drinking. Yeah.
And I'll actually have a cocktail with you. Dinner party, of course, out. I got to play Taste So Good. I got to play it right now.
Please.
Niall Horan, you're the best.
Where's the bell? More cowbell.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Bring more cowbell.
100 Secret Sound.
For Harry Styles.
Know the sound. Win sold out tickets. 8 chances to win every weekday. And every guest gets you into the running to see Harry in Mexico City. Your next chance to win is coming at 8:10.
With Elvis Duran and the Z100 Morning Show.
Hit the shop cause I'm faded. Honey's in the streets, say money, oh we made it. If Records and we're making the dash.
Oh, I'm buzzing the buzz.
This is how we do it.
South Central dancing like nobody does.
This is how we do it.
To all my neighbors, you get much favor.
This is how we do it.
I'll never come whack on an old.
Friday, sharing a song to remind Americans we are not as divided as we're often led to believe. From Trevor Jackson and Cimino, this is Gotta Be Us.
Z100.
Oh, beautiful, for all that's been buried, the dream got dirty, the shine got old, and the good got tired, yeah, they had enough of taking blows. Where are the heroes now? Where's the faith that built the bridge? We've been looking for an answer. What if it's you?
Oh, beautiful, spreading love everywhere we go. All of my everyday people,
we're the proof.
Take a good look in the mirror.
Hold your head high today.
We the ones still showing up.
Yeah, right now it's all of us.
Not you.
Or me.
Yeah, right now it's all of us.
It's time to feed us.
making out of love. Oh, beautiful. Let's be the people. Oh, beautiful.
That was Gotta Be Us from Trevor Jackson and Cimino. A song to remind Americans we are not as divided as we're often led to believe. New Music Friday on iHeartRadio.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Do you ever find yourself in a situation where in life maybe you had a disagreement with someone or someone said something that really rubbed you the wrong way or whatever? Whatever. And then, you know, okay, that happens at, let's say, 4 o'clock on a Monday afternoon. Then Tuesday morning, it's time to get up and take a shower, go to work, and you're still thinking about it. And you're actually having a conversation in your head about it. Like how I would have said something differently. Oh, I would have handled the situation differently.
All the time.
Yeah. Or what I should have said, because they really deserved it and I went easy on them.
Yeah.
And I guess that's ruminating. Is that what that is? Where you're going over and over and over something, sort of.
Severe analysis.
The answer is yes. Yeah. You're just kind of deep diving in your head, actually ruminating, thinking deeply about something. But to go on and on about it?
Mm-hmm. I do that in the shower all the time. And let me tell you, in the shower, I win the argument every time. And
see,
they
I
get
don't.
Theirs.
So I lose that argument sometimes.
You lose in the shower?
Not only in the shower, but just getting ready for work is when I'm ruminating the most. Okay. Is that about the same for you guys? I don't know. When do you have these conversations in your head the most?
When I'm trying to fall asleep at night.
Yep.
And my mind needs to calm down. And it's like, oh, but remember in 1992 when somebody said something horrible to you on the playground?
And it keeps you up. Same with you, Danielle?
Yeah. Always at night. It's like the anxiety sets in at night. And then you start like reliving all these things you should have done, should have said. Why didn't I do this?
Oh, thank God I'm not the same. Yep. I start my day with it.
Oh, great.
And it sets the pace for when I come in here. No, you can actually talk yourself into a bad mood.
Absolutely.
You can talk yourself into just the worst cranky whatever, because something in your head keeps playing over and over and over, and you allow it to do it, to happen. So I was reading over the weekend, like, how to stop the ruminating, or whatever you want to call it, and you have to fight it. You have to start thinking about something else. You have to quickly go watch a TV show. You have to take your mind off of it. Maybe singing the words to a song. Mm. You know how a lot of the song, the videos, they have the lyric videos? They say that's the best way to get out of your head.
Really?
Yeah, because I don't know all the words to all the songs we play, but if I can watch them flash by on the screen while I'm listening to the artist sing the song, it takes me out of that stupid circle in my head.
I'll tell you the best way to do it. Have a conversation with my husband, because when I do it and I go, well, I should have said and I should have done, he goes, it's too late, it doesn't matter, move on. I'm like, oh yeah, you're right, okay.
I know, but moving on isn't always that easy.
It isn't, but in his head it is, and so he helps you get over it. So anytime you guys just reach out, he'll help you out.
Okay. Oh, look at this. Tips on addressing ruminating thoughts. Distract yourself. Calling a friend, doing chores around the house, watch a movie, draw a picture, read a book, whatever. Plan to take action. Whatever. Take action. Question your thoughts. Why am I thinking this? Readjust your goals. Work on enhancing your self-esteem. Oh. They're saying that the triggers, some of these triggers are dealing with your mental health.
Yeah, sure.
Like repeating things over and over in your head.
Yep. Here's the problem, though, if you like just distract yourself, like with a song or with a whatever. As soon as it's over, you go back to it. So like it's like a temporary thing. It's not like, you know, doesn't totally get it away from you.
I read that smelling something new and fresh can divert your brain also. So like a lavender or eucalyptus or something like that, if you're just really stuck in your head, sniff some stuff.
Okay. I just spit on myself. All right.
Always helps. Always a distraction.
I always love being distracted with stuff I sniff.
Yep.
Thank you, Gandhi. What's Gary?
As silly as this sounds, I call one of my three positive friends in my life who I know are always going to be positive and ask them to go to lunch. And then we hang out. And
there's nothing silly about that at all.
Oh, that's nice. Great. That's
now
very
I'm getting
good.
Nourishment. I'm happy about food. And I can discuss it. And then he'll deflect it to something else.
That's nice.
There
don't
you go.
Don't you guys have that one friend that you know when you call them, they're like the ones who tell it how it is. And they're like, shut up. Get back up. Keep on moving. Yes. Like you got that person.
Hey, speaking of Danielle.
Yeah.
Do you guys follow this guy? The video always starts out on Instagram with the camera is on the ground, and he'll look down at you and go, he'll pick you up and go, hey friend, he'll look you in the eye, you got to get out of this funk, let me help pick you up. and he talks you out of whatever funk you're in.
No. Oh, no. Who's
oh, he's awesome. I just started following him. And of course, I'm not going to find him now.
Of course not. Not when you need him. You're not going to find
he's
him.
He's not
when you
there
need
when
him.
I need him. I'm going to find. Oh, here he is. Oh, my God.
That's weird.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to try to play him. Wait. Here we go.
Hey there, gorgeous. In case you've been having one of those days, I just wanted to drop by and I wanted to remind you that you are amazing. I wanted to remind you that you are enough. I wanted to remind you that anything you want to achieve in this life, man, your wildest dreams, it's all out there waiting for you. So don't let anyone talk you out of that life, man, that you know you deserve to be living. Get yourself out there, man, and chase it every single day with everything you've got, right? Because we're all waiting to cheer you on.
God, I love this guy.
Who is it? What's the name?
His name is Marek, M-A-R-E-K, Guy Dosh. I don't know. Yep. Find
him. Oh, yes, Marek Guy Dosh.
He's just so nice. He's like, hey, man, hello? You're okay. We're all here to catch you. And I never thought, well, he doesn't know me. I don't know him. How can I sit here and let a total stranger say these things to me?
Look how happy he looks.
But exactly. But how is it a total stranger who I don't know, who doesn't know me, can say the things that make me feel really good? Because he does.
Yeah.
He's following you and the entire show.
He is?
Yes, he is.
Oh, my God, we're best friends.
Do you know who he looks like? He looks a little bit like Sam's husband.
Like Will?
Yeah.
But
should I find him?
It's Emmy. I'll send
it
to you.
Fine. Don't worry about it. I'll figure it out.
What's that, Scary?
We just got a text that said, I listened to your show to get out of rumination.
That's nice. We're the reset.
But we are a show that ruminates.
Yeah, I know.
We go on and on and on about something, like we're doing now, for instance.
We're the stuff you sniff.
Hey, can we try to get him on and find it? Like, what? But every day he has another video where he picks you up, he lifts you up, he puts you on a pedestal, makes you feel good.
That's nice.
It says, Savior of the broken, the beaten, and the damned.
God, that's all, that's like four of my ten things. Yeah. Broken and beaten and damned.
It says he's an actor, though, also in the thing.
Okay, that's fine.
You better
fine.
Not be faking it.
Yeah.
It's better be real.
Doesn't matter. As long as you feel what he's saying. That's it.
Hey, my name is Shaboozy.
This is Tate McRae.
My name is Somer.
Turn it up.
You're listening to Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
You got a fast car, and I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car, and I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. To cross the border and into the city, and you and I can both get jobs. Finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. He live with a bottle, that's the way it is. Said his body's too old for working. His body's too young to look like his. So mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said, somebody's gotta take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? Still gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live or die this way. So I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belong. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. We go cruising, entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job. So I work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find a work and I'll get promoted. And we'll move out of the shelter. Buy a bigger house, live in the suburbs. So I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, it felt like I was drunk.
City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car, I got a job that pays all my bills. You stay out drinking late at the bar, see more of your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better, thought maybe together you and me'd find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. Take your fast car and keep on driving. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car, enough so we can fly away. Still gotta make a decision, leave tonight or live and die this way.
Now we have a special gift for you.
What is it?
Elvis Duran and the Z100 Morning Show.
Talk like you walk, come and talk to me.
Elvis Duran phone tap.
Who doesn't love a good old Froggy phone tap? Froggy, what's your phone tap about today?
Well, today, Gina is phone tapping her mom, Sandra. See, they're renting a house in the Bahamas for the summertime vacation, and the whole family's going, well, we got a problem. We're going to have to move that vacation by a week.
No, you can't do things like that, Frog.
So I call Sandra as the management company and let her know that, well, you're not coming that week. You're going to have to come the week after.
Oh, no.
And she gets a little bit upset.
All right. Froggy never disappoints us with his phone taps. Here we go. The Froggy phone tap. Listen in.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm looking for Sandra, please.
Hello, I'm Sandra.
Hi, Sandra. This is Andy from the management company that you have rented the house from in the Bahamas.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing fabulous. How are you today?
Really great. Can't wait to come. We're so excited.
You know what? We're looking very forward to your arrival here in the Bahamas because, as you know, no worries here. But I just need to make a quick change to your reservation, and I wanted to run the change by you really quickly.
Go ahead.
I've got you arriving on the 21st and departing on the 28th. Is that correct?
Yes.
You would arrive on your initial departure date of the 28th and stay through the weekend.
That sounds lovely. But good. I have got, like, friends and family that have all bought tickets, and we booked the house for those dates, and that's the dates we'll take. Thank you very much.
It's just not going to work those days. We've had some circumstances come up here at the property.
Wait a minute.
Unfortunately,
I have got 17 people that I have corralled. People have taken time off of work. We are coming, and that is that.
Well, you're not going to be able to stay at my house, ma'am.
Well,
there's no way you'll get the keys because I have them unless you show up on the 28th and depart on the 5th. Oh, dear God. Please look down upon Sandra and grant her the ability to be a better person and stop using such foul language.
Are you praying for me? You have to pray for yourself because I have to stick my boot so far up your ass it's going to come out your mouth. You're going to be my puppet.
Give Sandra the strength to be a better person and not use such language. Yes, I'm back. I was just speaking with my boss. And,
your boss?
Yeah, I was speaking.
You were speaking with your boss?
Yeah, I was speaking with my boss, and he said that he can't give me an answer right now, but he'll send me a sign.
You don't have to send me today.
Ma'am, as soon as I get the sign, I'll let you know if we're able to move it. But
No, this is God. This is God. Get Sandra what she wants. You
please pretend she didn't say that. Oh, okay, thank you.
Actually, Mom, this is Froggy from Elvis Duran the Morning Show, and you've been phone tapped.
What? Is this the Elvis Duran Show?
Gina reached out to us and said that this vacation is like the most important thing in the world to you.
I'm sorry, Mom. Take a deep breath, Mom. I'm sorry. I love you. I'm really excited to be on vacation with you.
Oh, man, I was really rude to you.
The Elvis Duran phone tap.
This phone tap was pre-recorded with permission granted by all participants.
The Elvis Duran phone tap, only on Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Hey, Danielle Gandhi, you know, every once in a while we'll get a guy text or whatever saying he wants you to send him a photo of your feet. Right?
Yeah.
We get those feet fetish people. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now there's this new fetish where some guys, get off watching girls burping.
Oh.
Ew.
Okay.
Oh.
Offering, like, we'll, like, give you money if you send us videos of you burping.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
The world is a strange place.
When you really dive into, like, the archives on certain websites, it's like, why can I put those words together and all these videos pop up? Why?
Yeah. And could you imagine, though, going out with your girlfriends? Guys, I've got a great money-making scheme. All you got to do is burp, and they pay you.
Like, I mean, it does sound great, to be honest.
You know, sometimes I think, like, I'm strange, and I have, like, weird things that I like. But then I see something like this, I'm like, nope, I didn't get that gene. I'm very happy that I did not get that gene when it came to the gene dispersion. You know,
I'm with you. I'm with you, Froggy. I just, I see these and learn about these fetishes people have. I'm so boring.
Oh.
Yeah, I want a fetish. That's it. I'm going to spend this month coming up with my fetish.
I think it should be the wool sweater fetish. Remember that? Remember those
what was that
people?
One?
The picture people that are obsessed with wool sweaters and
and they
one
rub
guy,
it on their junk.
Yes, and that one guy wore a whole body wool sweater and he even pulled it up over his head.
It's a thing.
It's a thing.
I want a fetish. I need a fetish. Do you guys have a fetish that you haven't told us about? Go, Gandhi, tell us.
I mean, you know I like lots of scars and long hair. Like, that is my thing. So if you got scars, any of that, send it my
you
way.
You have a scar fetish.
Yes.
Right? And long hair fetish. What about you, Danielle? What's your fetish? Go ahead.
I don't think I have one.
Yes, you do.
I need to have one. I need to come up with one. I don't know. Yeah.
Do you have one, Froggy? A little fetish?
You know what? I don't think I do, actually. I don't like anything weird. Like, who's to say what's weird? Like, I don't think I do.
Oh, yeah. I do have one.
Oh, okay. Yes, the floor recognizes Danielle.
Guys that wear black nail polish and eyeliner. Oh,
yeah, you do
really?
Love that.
You like
love
it goth,
that.
Goth
so
up?
Hot. So hot.
The Sheldon partaker? No.
Not at all.
No.
That's okay, though.
Straight Nate has that fetish where you like tan lines. Is that you?
I do like tan lines a lot. Yeah. I don't think there's anything wrong with that because it's like seeing the underwear without the underwear being there. Doesn't that make sense?
Yeah.
I guess.
It's
Well, Froggy has his tan lines from, you know, wearing his
oh, yeah.
His socks.
Yeah.
When he
show
goes
your
golfing
feet,
every
turn
day.
Nate on.
Here,
okay.
Hold on. You got Nate.
You're about to turn Nate on. Look at that right there.
Look at that. Believe it or not, that does turn me on a little bit.
Nate.
Not his feet, just the line.
All right, so what, Nate? What?
A phone call.
A phone call. Felicia, line 24. Good morning, Felicia. What's going on?
So I just had a question about what's the background story on Hello Lady?
Oh, Hello Lady.
Oh.
Well, Uncle Johnny, by the way, he's America's uncle. Everyone loves Uncle Johnny. He has this phrase where if you say something stupid or you drive in front of him and you rush, you push him off the road or something, he'll go, "Hello, lady." And so it's just it's an expression that we just picked up from him, and now we just all say it. It actually is great rather than, you know, cursing at someone because they, you know, they're bad drivers, or if someone says something really rude, you just look at them and go, "Hello, lady," and it just says it all. There's really no way to describe Hello, lady now that I think about it. Gandhi, where did Hello Lady come from? What does it mean?
I mean, to me, Hello Lady is like kind of the equivalent of like, "Hello, what's going on? Pay attention."
Yeah.
Like you were talking about maybe bringing back huzzah, and I think that could work too. Huzzah, lady, pay attention.
Huzzah, lady. Yeah. All right, well, look, that's Hello Lady. It really has no deep, like, targeted meaning. It's just what it is. But feel free to use it today. We will not charge you.
It's our motto.
Oh, I will. I'm driving right now, so I'm sure somebody will get in front of me.
Hello, lady. It feels good. All right. Have a beautiful day, Felicia.
Hello, lady.
Thank you.
Ashley has a fetish on 23. Scary, push her up there. Here we go. Ashley, hi.
Hi.
What is your fetish?
I don't know if it's really a fetish. I mean, like, it's a preference, a very strong preference.
What's that?
For big noses.
Oh, you like big noses.
Oh.
Yeah, the bigger the better. Like bony, very like Greek, Italian, Roman, like strong noses.
Oh. So you're a nose queen.
Yes.
I get
it. Yeah, everyone that I've dated have been like of Greek, Roman, like some sort of descent, and they all just have very large noses.
Huh. You know what? It's a preference thing, but I think that would, we could check off the fetish box on big noses, maybe. That's fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Good for you.
And it definitely correlates with other body parts also being.
Does
larger.
It really? Is that
I
really?
I have not heard that, really.
No, because Scary is a big nose, and we know it.
Yeah. It's not. I hate my big schnoz, and well, I hate other parts of my body, too.
No, you shouldn't hate anything about your body. Well, listen, thank you. Ashley, you and your
Thank you for having me on.
Have a beautiful. Thanks for being on. And hello, lady. Huzzah! Thanks for listening. Jessica is on 24. I like Jessica's fetish. This is pretty cool. Hi, Jessica.
Hi.
Tell everyone what your fetish is.
My fetish is working man hands.
Working man hands.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Talk about it.
Mm-hmm. You got like a mechanic or a farmer, and you know they're kind of rough. Not super rough to where, you know, it hurts if they touch you, but kind of rough, maybe like a little dirt in there. Like,
look at you.
I don't know what it is.
So you would hate me because I have soft, soft, supple hands.
Yeah, see, here's what's
I
weird. Like
say
if
I would hate you.
What's that, Frog?
Like, if I go outside and work in the yard or do stuff or build something or whatever, I always have, like, calluses on my hands. And then when Lisa will go,
turning her on. You're turning her on.
You need, Lisa will say, you need to go rub that callus down. It's scratching me. And I'm like, but that's because my hands are from working today. What do you want, like, really super soft hands? Like, I don't have that.
Yeah. All right. Well, to each his own. Well, listen, thanks for listening to us.
That's nice.
Now, are you currently in a relationship with someone who has big working man hands?
Yum.
Yeah, good for you.
Yeah, good for you. Well, thanks for listening to us. Have a great day, Jessica.
Love you guys. Thanks.
I like this text. Where did it go? I lost it. Dun, 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 dun. A lot of people are texting in their fetishes.
Oh, I like that.
My fetish is a man that has a dead or a miscolored tooth. Discolored.
Ooh.
So sexy.
Interesting. Okay.
Interesting. Hmm. A dead tooth. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's like totally cool. Discolored when it's dead. It's like gray. It's. I've seen that into before.
It. Okay. I know, but this person has a fetish. They like it. Okay, Amy on line five, then we'll move on. I swear to God, we'll get off of fetishes. What's going on, Amy?
Hey, Elvis. I'm so excited.
We're excited to have you here. You're finally on the radio talking about your fetish.
I know. I'm on my way to school. I don't know if it's good to talk about my fetish.
No, do it. What turns you on?
Okay. So I like men's ankles.
Men's ankles? Oh, okay. Really?
Now, like, do you know ankle?
Yeah, any ankle?
They have to be, like, fit. So you know how men aren't wearing socks anymore?
Right.
With their suits? I love that trend where you can see their ankles because their suits are a little bit high up.
Oh, my gosh.
Their pant legs.
You like the ankles out. Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to wear socks now because I don't know. I feel dirty. You're undressing my ankle with your eyes.
And all I'm right. About to go and teach a bunch of first graders, so that's kind of scary. No?
Hey, congratulations on deciding to be an educator. We love you. And have a great day, you and your ankle-loving self. Take care, okay? So here you go. You know, I do have a fetish now that I think about it.
Yes, what is it?
I'm not telling you.
What a tease.
Nope, can't get into that.
Okay. I'm sure there's some people that can't call in with their fetishes.
Exactly. Yeah.
Bizarre, creepy, and unsettling.
That's just so disturbing. Like, he used his mouth as a weapon.
The Mother Knows Death podcast. Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Mother Knows Death, and listen today. Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Everything is crazy expensive. You know what's not crazy expensive? The price of Paramount Plus. For 99 cents per month for the first 2 months. Stream new series, returning favorites, and live sports as well. Paramount Plus. Stream now.
Win Olivia Rodrigo tickets.
All weekend on Z100. They sold out in minutes.
But you only need seconds.
What's up, New York? It's Olivia Rodrigo. Listen to Z100 all weekend to win your tickets.
Plus, you'll get her new album on vinyl.
You seem pretty sad for a girl so in love.
With one winner taking home her whole discography.
Sold out Olivia Rodrigo tickets all weekend.
From New York's number one hit music station.
Z100.
Sponsored by Schulman.
Lovely night. Yeah. 내 분수보다 비대해질 night. Yeah.
지금 나라 오르는 풍선을 애써 지고 다져 모두 대체 지금 어디 Where you go? Where you show you? Where you try? 마지막일까 전부 진절이나 하나 열까지다 이 지긋지긋한 가면은 언제 벗겨질까 Yeah, me no hero, me no villain 아무것도 아니나 후회들은 반복돼 기억들은 안 폭해 난 모두 파수의 시선을 던져 하루에 뭘 원했었던 건지 제 기억이 안 나 얻었다 믿었던 모든 행복은 교차했나 Yeah, I'm gone No matter what's wrong 그게 뭐가 됐건 새벽에 호 자락을 붙잡고 뭔가 소해내는 기억 목소리 막힌 자들의 사회 난 여전히 침묵을 말해 이건 방패 과수가 독답해 모두 오해 편견들이 다게 반갑다나 너의 행가래 내 두 발이 여기 땅 위에 이름도 없는 곳과 함께 다시 별에 가시도 소박해 발 밑으로 와주세요 목적 없는 목적지로 슬픈 줄도 모르고 그림자와 자신으로 하고 아무것도 없었지 And don't tell me I gotta be a someone 난 절대 그들처럼 될 수 없으니 그림의 시작인지 여태껏 날 지켜온 단 하나의 힘과 전 다른 불꽃에서 불꽃으로 손에 내서 영원으로 나의 광야가 드는 하늘을 언젠가 나 되돌아가리
Busy on the east side. This crash is really jamming you up on the FDR Drive. If you're traveling on the northbound side before 96th Street, it's in the process of being cleared away, but still seeing heavy delays coming up from the 40s. The LIE eastbound heavy to the Cross Island with an earlier stall and westbound delays Grand Central into Woodhaven Boulevard. On the Cross Bronx eastbound, expect slowdowns past Webster Avenue. Crash has been cleared. GW Bridge is about 10 to 15 for either level. Same story at the Lincoln. The Holland's up to 20. Bad crash in Rutherford. Route 3 westbound. Overturned vehicle into Route 17. This report is sponsored by the BMW Ultimate Sales Event. Now through June 30th, during the BMW Ultimate Sales Event, lease the 2026 BMW X3 30X Drive for $569 per month for 39 months with $5,229 due at signing and zero security deposit. Government and dealer fees not included. Details at tristatebmw.com. I'm Bernie Viter with Total Traffic on Z100.
Back to the music. Sponsored by Schulman and Hill Injury Lawyers. High-speed collision on I-278. Go to hurtny.com. Every borough, every block. We are New York. New York's auto accident attorneys.
From the top of the Empire State Building.
Elvis Duran and the Z100 Morning Show.